No, no, ladies. I don't do school. We all have our phobias, and school is mine. All of it. Textbooks full of falsehoods, teachers' unions full of thugs, and tenured imbeciles who still use words like irregardless. Not for me.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hey, guys. Just checking in with you. Just doing another live show. Now, let me get into a couple things before I get super into things. First of all, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways. One, you're listening through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site. I'm in the process of updating it now. The second way you can listen is if you want to be more participant to the show, you just click on the speaker box you're listening to, and that will send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. Sign on using a Facebook address, and that will allow you to be part of our live chat. We have a few people on the Mixlr site, which is, why is this sound, is that low? Yeah, let's bring it up. There we go. That's a little better. Mixlr is ahead of Facebook. Wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's the third way you can listen, because we're doing a live simulcast on Facebook as well. And the fourth way you can listen, if you can't listen live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Pretty much wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us. So let me bring you up to speed about what's been going on in our couple weeks apart with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now. Now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And yesterday was April Fool's. So I kept promoting. I'm like, I'm going to do a show. Never did a show on April 1st. Never did a show on April 1st in 6 years. Never been a show, blah, blah, blah. So a friend of mine had never heard the show, or she tried to. She heard once or bits and pieces. But she's like, oh, I finally have the availability to listen to you. And then, of course, I do a spoof show, which not really a spoof, but technically I didn't play my stuff. What I did is a long time ago, my friend Paul Kravitz and I, it was actually his idea. We were doing podcasting in 1999. That's literally, we were doing this. And I played the episode from it was December 9th, I think, 1999. And we were talking about Alien Gonzalez, which I'm sure that a lot of you people don't remember. You might, who knows? But it was actually really, I mean, we were doing stuff 20 years ago that nobody was doing. Like, podcasting weren't even known, so I kind of spooched it up, and I did the, do I have the clip? Oh, I wish I had the clip. Do I? The whole point of it was, because it's April Fool's. Now, this is kind of a story. Originally, the first year of South Park, I was really into it, and my friend Paul, we were very much into it. And, of course, they did a cliffhanger, season-ending cliffhanger, where you were going to find out who Cartman's dad was. It was this big thing. They would go, tune in next week. You know, it was 4 weeks later. So you had to wait 4 weeks, and it happened to hit on April 1st. Which, you know, was funny. So they decided they were going to do a full episode of Terrence and Phillip. And we're watching, and I thought it was the funniest thing. Because I tuned in, because you had to tune into live TV. You had to actually watch shit. You couldn't just DVR it, lucky punks. You just couldn't do it. So what happened is they said, it went something like this.
Since the last South Park, you've waited 4 long weeks to find out who the father of Eric Cartman is. Now, finally, the shocking truth about Cartman's lineage will not be seen tonight, so that we can bring you the following special presentation.
Since the last Radio Irregardless, you have waited 2 long weeks to find out who the father of Mark Scalia is. Now, finally, the shocking truth about Scalia's lineage will not be heard tonight, so that we can bring you the following special presentation.
So, that is almost, it's almost word for word, and I try to get my voice to sound much like Trey Stone, Matt Parker, or Trey Parker and Matt Stone. I don't even know, Trey and Matt. But it was very funny. And then I played the whole episode of Sound Bites, and then I, of course, closed it out live, which was actually kind of funny. So that was my April Fool's. But this, because I was like, you know, I can't go. There's too many things going on in the world, and everybody's putting out a video of 5 seconds, creating content, because to be honest with you, everybody's bored. I was just talking to somebody literally 15, 20 minutes ago, and I was like, you know, Americans are very impatient. We're like, okay, this lasted a couple weeks. Okay, I'm done. What else are we doing? everybody's lost it. And people are becoming more, like, not normal, but certainly they're like, no, I don't need to listen to anybody. And they're driving strange again. There's a lot more people driving, and there's a lot more things going on. And God bless anybody who's trapped in a house with a family, you know, because my wife and I, we work from home. And, of course, with the coronavirus, we lose. I mean, there's no venue, so I can't do gigs. I have no gigs. Nothing lined up. April's bagged out. May, they're still holding. They're waiting to see what happens, because this is going to spike over the next couple weeks, and then it's going to hopefully drop. But it is. It's the safety thing. It's be 6 feet apart, the social distancing, the, you know, don't go places that you don't need to go. Don't come in contact with anybody if you don't have to. Get smart about it, people. As my dad would say, hey, smarten it up. Family life is tense. That's just the way it is. My wife, she's digging, you know, she's reading all these articles. She's trying to keep us healthy, which, you know, my wife's a rock star. I gotta admit. I mean, you know, I'm trying to support her. She's trying to support me. But she's like, she found out something about zinc today. And I'm like, what? She goes, I just found out that zinc is good. And zinc helps the virus not connect to you. And it breaks it up. I don't remember what she said. I don't remember. And it wasn't exact like that. But in my head, it sounded just like that. I couldn't listen. And I wanted to. But then she's like talking about, I don't know. So she's like, well, you know, I don't eat red meat, so the same stuff that's in mushroom. And I'm like, what? But I'm doing my part. I'm trying to batten down the hatches as well. She's trying to keep us healthy. Now, here's the thing I will tell you that I've done, and I would suggest you guys do it as well. I, like a lot of people, technically don't own my house. The bank owns my house. And a lot of banks, what they're doing is, because this is unprecedented, and what it may actually do is it may cause a lot of foreclosures and economic problems. So with my bank, they have offered a 3-month kind of suspension of paying your mortgage. And it's a very limited thing. And I don't know if all banks are doing it. Some banks are doing it, you know, voluntarily, which is fantastic. And look into it, because if you're like me and you may not be working for a couple months, and they'll suspend it for 3 months and it won't go like into a foreclosure. It won't do any of that because they suspend it. You can also call your credit card company, see if they can defer payments and lock out interest for 2 months or 3 months. And definitely call them, because, I mean, my credit cards, I got Citibank, Capital One, American Express. Call them, because they're willing to work with people, because this has never happened before. So look into stuff like that. Also, there's a lot of small business loans. I belong to SAG-AFTRA. There's some union things that you can go in for emergencies. There's grants. There's all kinds of stuff that the government is out now offering. But what I can say is, during all of it, stay safe, because this is not, I mean, it's not a joke. I'm a comic. I'm supposed to be Joe. You know, so I'll lighten up a lot. We'll do a little bit of a coronavirus update, and I'll bring you the numbers. Just bring you the numbers of it. The name of this song is Rhythm of the Night. and it's by a band called Corona. Now, that's not funny. It's not funny. All right, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. It's not overly funny, but it's kind of funny. And I'm just trying to break the tension. That's all I'm trying to do. So here's your coronavirus update. Okay. Now, again, now these numbers are accurate up to about 20 minutes ago. And if you're listening to the podcast, this is Thursday, April 2nd at 9:14. So countries, over a million cases worldwide. Did I not get the right number? Oh, anyway, I don't want to talk about the overall. I'll leave that one out. I'll just start at the countries. So there's our country. Now, it spiked recently, 243,000, over 243,000 cases. That is a lot. I mean, in the population-wise, it's not bad. This is the bad part, almost 5,800 deaths. That's the bad part. Here's the good part, over 10,000 recoveries. That's good. So it's going to go, that's good, that's bad, that's good. So just trying to help you. What I'm saying is, even like that's what I'm saying. A lot of people recover. They're not, because I'm not hearing the recovery numbers when I listen to the news. They're starting new now, but they didn't at first. They're like new cases, new people die. And the thing is, you got to kind of give a little bit of hope. I mean, our cases are rising. Italy's actually has kind of stabilized. They're 115,000 cases. Now we've passed them in cases, which is weird. But we're not even close to what their fatality rate is. They're almost 14,000 fatality rate. 18,000 have recovered. That's good. So the other case, they're still kind of pending. Spain has jumped up 112,000. Almost 10,000 people have passed. 26,743 recovered. I should play some happy music or something. Anyway, I don't have any music, so I was going to try to bring it up. Maybe next time I'll do it. I'll figure out the corona thing. But Germany's 85,000 cases, China's 81,000 cases, which I thought was more than that. But, you know, 81,000, we're 243,000. Maybe those numbers aren't right. I got them, literally, I just got them from Google. Anyway, my point is, a lot of people are recovering. A lot of people. Myself in my life, I know a bunch of people who actually have had it and are recovering, which is great. It's not the Grim Reaper knocking at your door, not necessarily, but it's still the same thing. Be safe, wash your hands, don't get near people, social distancing, all that stuff, and just, you know, be smart about people thing. And actually, the thing that it affects me the worst is because it's so unknown. There's no, like in the movies, you see somebody, oh my God, they start coughing, 5 seconds later, they're a zombie. You know, and that makes sense. And like, if we could make it, like if you got it, if you turned a color, not that I want to be, you know, because we're supposed to be political correctness still exists. But I'm just saying, if they turned, what color is not offensive? Mauve? How would you know? I'm kind of mauve. I don't, I'm off white. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just happy that, you know, I shouldn't say happy. I'm grateful that the coronavirus is happening in 2020 and not 1990, because shit, we'd all be listening to Pearl Jam right now with no new content. We'd be like, oh, Eddie Vedder. Come as you are. I don't want any of that. But then again, Alice in Chains was really good. But I will tell you what I've been doing is try to raise my spirits, raise my wife's spirits, raise a lot of people's spirits. I normally do an Easter Bunny gig once or twice a year for a couple of different companies. And I'm at venues like a country club or a restaurant or something like that. And I basically there and people come in and it's a meet and greet. And I was like, okay, well, this year I can't do it. So what I am doing is my wife and I, we are actually doing visits, Easter Bunny visits. And it's been just amazing. See, the thing is, when I dress up at the Easter Bunny, and I tell my wife every time when I come home, I go, do you want to feel good about yourself? Put on a costume, put a Mickey Mouse, a character, just a head, just hang around little kids. They throw love at you like a adoration like you cannot even imagine. And no matter if you're having a bad day, because inside the costume, it's hot. It's hot. I'm sweaty, and it's difficult to move. You can't see. There's a lot of restrictions. But a lot of that goes away because the kids are just amazing. And the thing is, with the coronavirus and with parents and the keeping on the kids, we get letters from kids. Literally, they just leave them on the doorstep because we're delivering chocolate for some of the companies in Salem to keep the businesses going. And this is like their Christmas. It's candy. And usually people buy a lot of stuff. So we're delivering the candy for these candy shops, which is, you know, great, keeping them in business. And then we show up and the kids absolutely go bananas. And the parents are so happy and the parents are so grateful. And my wife gets a chance to see these amazing children that just absolutely love. And they forget. That's the best part. They forget about. They can pretend and they can be kids again, which is the best. That's absolutely the best. So we'll get a lot of deliveries, and hopefully the candy shops are doing great. But the problem is they kind of run out of candy because there's nobody there to make it. So we're doing the best we can. But, you know, I've spent a lot of time in an Easter Bunny costume. Funny bunny. I've spent more time in that costume than astronauts have in space. And here's the thing. People are like, hey, how are you and Karen getting along? I'm like, fine. Yeah, everything's peachy. Everything's fantastic. Because we spend 24 hours at a time consistently with each other. What the fuck? Dr. Phil in an episode a couple days ago about China's divorce rate spiking. So I looked into it. Now, here's the thing. China's divorce rate is up. It's up. It's been going steadily up since 2003 when it was 1.3 million, okay? Then it rose for 15 years, peaking at 4.5 million. That's 4.5 million couples divorcing, which is like 9 million people. Okay, that was in 2018. That's when it spiked. And now it fell down a little bit in 2019 to 4.15 million. So, and here's the thing. The Chinese, the government, had hoped that by everybody being cooped up together, especially in the coronavirus, that it would lead to a baby boom because their birth rates have fallen. To a record low since 1949. Now, don't they have a billion people? A billion. How is that a low rate? But you know, let's see. How many people? Oh, we got a lot of people on tonight. Oh, and they can post it live. So here's what I'm going to do. Because I got six people on and we're running a little long because I really wanted to talk to you guys. I really want to spend some time with you. And I really wanted you to see a different face and, you know, other than what, you know, maybe cooped up some people. And I hate to say it, but some people, like my wife and I, we're here together. And I know I'm kind of joking a little bit, but we have each other. Like I can go up to her. I can give her a hug. I can give her a kiss. There's physical contact. We're married, so it's limited. It's limited physical contact. But we have each other, and hopefully, if you're listening, let's see, Mark, liquor store sales are ways up. Get deals on liquor stores for Easter Bunny. You know something? If this hit 2 weeks earlier, I would have dressed as a friggin' leprechaun and delivered booze, and I'm not joking. I got to do what it takes. But here's what I want to do. Since we got a bunch of people, I want to finish the thought. Hopefully, there's somebody for everybody, and you have somebody in your life or somebody in your house that you can have physical contact with, because that's a hard thing, especially now. And it's difficult, not hard, because if it was hard, nobody would be complaining. But I really mean this. Try to find, I mean, and I'm saying hopefully you got somebody you can kind of hang out, hold hands. And if not, reach out, talk to somebody, do the Facebook Live thing, do call somebody on the phone, do an instant messaging video thing, download Zoom and call like 6-7 people, but try to stay in contact with people. Listen to music. I know that Kim just posted a video where Facebook made her shut it down because she was listening to her. It was just her listening to a record, and they said, no, you can't do that. So they made her talk over it, which is stupid because I'm about to do something and like, let them stop me. Let them stop me. But stay kind of creative. Try to best you or reach out to somebody who's creative. Laugh. Because the comics, the actors, the entertainers, we can't get to you right now. So we need you to kind of be patient so we can get to you. But if there's ways to do it, we're going to figure out how to do it. Believe me. And you guys are going to come back and see us, and we're going to be nothing but party. And we're going to party like it's 1999. But I just want to tell you, I love you guys. Support each other. That's it. Try to be good. That's all you can do. You know, try to laugh. Have some fun. So let's have some fun. We got, jumped up. We're up to 9 people now. Let's do this. Let's have some fun. I'm going to play a game with you, and a few people have played this before. We're going to play Sounds Like Sax to Me. Okay. I should have started drinking the beer before that happened. But Sounds Like Sax to Me is a game I like to play with my listeners. We're kind of at a standstill with music for a little bit. Not quite. Back when I was a kid, saxophones were in almost every single song in the 50s, the 60s, 70s, especially in the 80s, early 90s. A lot of stuff was happening. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you a saxophone solo. And what you got to do is you got to tell me who did the song and what the name of the song is. Now, Kim Santo, is she still on? Yes, Kim is still on. Kim is like the best at this game. She will wreck your lives. So I just want to tell you, I'm going to see if she's going to start cracking her nose. I'm on both. One is mute because of the delay. Yes. So if you're on Mixler currently, you're going to have a little bit of an advantage because Mixler is a little faster. See, I'm broadcasting live, so if you're listening to Mixler, you're on a little bit of a delay. But Facebook, for some reason, is a huge delay. I just realized I left the ladder up, but nobody said anything about it, which is great. So, okay, that's a ladder to get to my attic. But here's what I'm going to do. Here's the first one. It's 20 seconds, and I'm going to wait for you guys. I'm going to see if you can play. Okay, there she goes. She cracked the knuckles. Ready to go. All right, now that's 20 seconds, and I danced for all 20 seconds. Let's see who can do it. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. I got to go. Now I got to flip back and forth. Laughter in the Rain, Karen said. By who, though? By who, or say, by whom? By whom? I'm so out of practice. Oh, Joe said it was Laughter in the Rain, too. But you know something? Who's it by? Let's see who's faster. I got to go back and forth, back and forth. Oh, Michelle just joined Facebook because she wants to be a little faster. All right. Karen has not said it's Laughter in the Rain. Don't Google it and don't Shazam it either. Oh, Joe said Neil Sedaka. Did Karen say that? She did not. So that point goes to now Karen posted Neil Sedaka, which means Joe gets the correct answer with Karen a close second.
You know this game sucks, man.
Yes, that was Neil Sedaka. Come on, baby. You know, I was like, I don't know, maybe 12, 13 years old. Probably younger than that. And this was like the most romantic song. I thought, oh, how fun would it be to walk with a girl in the rain, holding hands. How sweet. How romantic. And then I was like, this rain's cold. The bloom is off the rose. All right. So let's try this one. This one is a blast from the past, a little bit of mid-90s. Yeah. Boom, there we go. I lost track because I'm zipping back and forth. I know somebody's got to do this one. I'm just jumping back and forth. Joe said, who said it? Let's see. What is this? Oh, Joe Pace again. He's doubling up. Karen said you can leave your hat on. Joe, Twisted Sister. Come on, man. That was, in fact, Lenny Kravitz. Let Love Rule. The song was badass, though. It really was. No, Joe Crocker. My wife is all over the place. She's been on the computer all day trying to organize orders for chocolate chips. Joe Crocker. Yeah, he's Betty's husband. You can leave the handle. Have a hat. This is a better version.
Baby, take off your coat. Real slow. Baby, take off your shoes. I'll help you take off your shoes. Baby, take off your dress.
Tom Jones was the shite, man.
Yes, yes.
All right.
You can leave your hand.
Okay, that was just for my wife, and she's going to want me to play it later, which I'm not going to, because I'm playing a game, and it's a different game. But yes, that was Let Love Rule by Lenny Kravitz. So, Joe, again, you get this right.
You know, this game sucks, man.
You got it right. You got it right. So, here's our last one. Am I going to do the last one? Oh, no, I got two more. How about this one? This one's pretty obscure. That's just the way it ends. It's perfect. Any guesses? So now, because of Facebook, I can watch it on delay. This is so weird. Joe Crocker, good song, 9.5 weeks. I don't know what's going on at Facebook. I don't know what's going on at radio, at Mixler. It's crazy. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, let's see. Oh, my God. Is Joe going to get the trifecta? Michelle said, cheeseburger in paradise. Not even close. But Joe said it was Come As You Are by who, Joe?
I'm just a bluebird
in a window. As you are.
Now come on.
Whoop,
whoop. Come as you are. We'll have a ball. Ain't gonna be no masquerade.
Whoop, whoop.
Come as you are. Or don't come at all.
Now you know who that is. Yeah, it's Peter Wolf. It's Wolf of Goova.
Wolf of Goova with the green teeth. Let me in.
Yes. So Joe got the trifecta.
You know this game sucks, man.
How about this one? The sequel's supposed to come out this summer. Pending Corona. All right. That's, see, now here's the thing. I played the instrumental version of that song so you could hear all of the saxophone. But if you don't get it, you got to get it. Let's see. I stand by the cheeseburgers. She just posted that. And I'm going back and forth. Let's see. Cheeseburger paradise. I'm waiting for Facebook to catch up. No. Yeah. Bob said Miami Vice. No. Kim Sanders said Top Gun. Close. Joe Pace said Crazy Zone. Not even close. Kim Santo now says Highway to the Danger Zone. It would be the Danger Zone. And Michelle got it right with just Danger Zone. And who sings it? Come on. You gotta do the like bite the lip. Cheeseburgers. Master. Now they're just writing random stuff in the feed. Hit Crew Masters. No, it's by, come on, man.
Lana. Lana. Lana.
Lana!
What?
Danger Zone.
That's one of my favorite sound bites from Archer. That was one of the funniest shows. Kenny Loggins, correct. Nobody else. Oh, wait a minute. Kim's put question mark Kenny Loggins? And Michelle is still trapped in Cheeseburger to Paradise. She wrote Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett. He's the billionaire. You mean Jimmy I should switch the show to Thursdays just for the duration. You people are all insane. Insane.
My own research suggests that Corona is extremely unstable.
So is my audience, apparently. Joe wrote Tom Jones. Oh, fuck. You know something? I don't know who won that. Let's see. I think Joe kind of got it, but you know something? You all know this game.
You know this game sucks.
You all know this game. And for Michelle, no.
Okay, moving on.
No, that is it. So that is sounds like Zach's to me. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our first and only break and listen through the commercials because I spent some time doing these and it'll all be fun. But I'll be right back. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with me, Mark Scalia. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Springtime signifies the season of Passover. It begins at the sunset, marking the start of the 15th day of Nisan.
Get into Nisan now!
The pharaohs of Egypt enslaved the Jews.
Slaves are mine.
According to the book of Exodus, God sent Moses to convince the pharaoh.
Silent breed is people!
But the pharaoh chose to ignore the request.
Fuck off.
God unleashed 9 plagues onto Egypt, including locusts, hailstorms, and disease.
Chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, etc.
For the 10th plague, God slayed all firstborn sons in the land. When the pharaoh's own son was killed by the wrath,
Klingon bastard, you killed my son.
He reluctantly agreed to let Moses lead his people out of Egypt. The story of the Hebrews' deliverance from bondage is remembered with a meal called the Seder.
One of the most famous Seders was Pan. He invented the Pan pipes.
The Passover Seder is one of the oldest continuing ceremonial customs in human history.
You invited a sex offender over for Seder? Are you out of your mind?
Cheryl, what would Jesus do? Huh? Cheryl!
No!
Cheryl!
No!
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
You're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that was just a little, just a little bump, you know. But I got to tell you guys, it's been fun. And, you know, I've always loved doing this show. I don't know why I stopped doing it as often as I was. I used to do this show once a week. And I will say this, during this time that we have some, we're actually forced to do some more introspective things and think about what's really important, what do we really need, you know, the really, really, really important parts about being a person. And at least that's the way I'm looking at it. Hopefully everyone else is, and, you know. But I will say this, that I really enjoy this show. I really enjoy the work I, you know, do this. And I started doing the show because I wanted to stay creative and I wanted to make people laugh. And for once a month, twice a month, three times a month, I can have people tune in. You guys have been absolutely wonderful. You come in and just, you know, even if you spend a couple minutes, it doesn't matter. Just whatever, if I can bring something a little different, a little smile, and that's what you got to look for, especially now. It's scary out there. It's dangerous out there, but we have each other. And what is it? What do they say? Be apart, and that's how we'll get through this together. Stay apart, we'll get through this together, kind of thing. But you guys have been absolutely fantastic just making me laugh tonight. So I want to say that if I made you laugh, thank God, because you made me laugh and it's reciprocated. And I just want to, you know, do that. So, guys, it's been absolutely wonderful being part of the show, having you as part of the show. I've had a great time. If you want to leave a question, a comment, be a sponsor, you want to say something, email me, radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. I will be back April 15th. Happy Easter, everybody!
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello. Test 1, 2, 3.